Hello and welcome to Tech Access Democast, Sam Vibe by Spatial Audio.
Hello and welcome to a very special presentation for Spatial Audio, the makers of Sam Broadcaster, which you can find more information about over at spatial.com. I am Rodney Edgar, and I am joined here today by Aaron Edgar, and we are both from techaccessweekly.com. If you are not familiar with us, our website specializes in visually impaired podcast, news events, and product demonstrations. Spatial has asked us to create a demonstration for a new product that they have called Sam Vibe.
Sam Vibe is an all-new cloud-based internet radio streaming solution. It is completely automated. This means that you can upload tracks of music and other sound files to a cloud-based library and have it streamed over your own internet radio station using the Sam Vibe product. The makers of Sam Vibe have gone out of their way to make the product easy to use for those with visual impairments. This means that not only does the product have a visual interface that you can interact with in the customary way, but the program is also usable by those who use screen reading devices to navigate with computer keyboard shortcuts. Today, we're going to talk about some of the general features of the product, some detailed instructions on how to operate it with a screen reader, and also give you our overall opinions of its operation and function.
Now, let's look at some of the basic features of Sam Vibe. Once you have uploaded MP3 files and music audio to the cloud, you will notice that there are several buttons in the actual GUI interface. For instance, there is a queue section, which is a list of songs that you are in the process of playing or preparing to play. You can move tracks up and down in the playlist. You can tell it to loop for continuous play, things like that. You also have a history button that will give you a view of all of the songs that had previously played. You can also go to a library tab that will give you all of the music that you have uploaded to Sam Vibe's cloud storage system. Under this, you will be able to separate your media types. It will give you an idea of what has been recently played and the such. You can also add things to queues, import more files, and create playlists as well from the very next tab. Once you have your music uploaded and you've got your library set up and you're working on your live broadcast, you'll be able to actually search for music in your library using the graphical user interface, or GUI for short. You will also have a tab where you can actually schedule different playlists, different shows, different files to play at certain times. Say you want to create a schedule of different shows that are going to come on every other hour or every hour, that kind of thing. You'll be able to do that. And finally, there is a tab for checking the health of your streaming audio server. This will give you log information, whether you had broadcast issues, whether there's been an update installed, various tools to give you an idea of how well you're doing.
One of the benefits of this system is that it is entirely automated. This means that if you've got your queue looped and a detailed schedule of events uploaded, the station can stream along quite happily to itself, even while you are not monitoring the status.
Your listeners will be able to interact with your stream on a continuous basis by using either a flash player that is located on a web page of your choosing, which Spatial Audio provides all of the snippets of code that you will need in order to make that function. Also, there is going to be a link that you can provide listeners so that they may copy and paste into a player of their choosing, such as Windows Media Player, iTunes, or Winamp. Now, I would like to look at the Spatial Audio Sam Vibe interface from a visually impaired perspective. This means that someone would be using a screen magnification software package such as ZoomText by AI Squared in order to enlarge the text and the buttons on their computer monitor. The interface itself is split into very distinct sections as far as giving you the songs that are coming up next, the things that are playing currently. All of that is pretty much a light background with dark text in the foreground. Your buttons are going to be very bright. They are green with black text on them. If you hover your mouse over the actual buttons, the color actually lightens to show that you're about to activate that. When you are moving over your audio files that are located in your queue or any of the other sections of the interface, it will highlight them in a green color. You will be able to easily navigate this. Plus, they made a very good selection in fonts because it is not too thin. It's not really a fat, overdone font like you might see in some other applications. So, with all of that being said, I will now turn over the demonstration portion to Erin so that she can go over the spatial SamVibe interface using the JAWS screen reader.
This portion of the demonstration will talk about installing SamVibe, getting it running on your system, and using it to do simple broadcasting with keyboard shortcuts. For the screen reader, I am using JAWS for Windows version 12. I'm not going to take you through installing the software because it's pretty self-explanatory. Before we go into the program itself, I would like to briefly mention a couple of steps you will need to take on the SamVibe website to make sure that your station is going to stream correctly. You're going to need to go to samvibe.spatial.com, S-P-A-C-I-A-L, log into the client zone with your username and password. You will need to edit your station information. This includes typing in your station name and the URL that you would like SamVibe to stream from. You don't have to set anything up on an external domain. Just type the URL that you want the stream to point to, and SamVibe will do the rest. Let's launch SamVibe and go through the process of putting music into our library and putting songs into a queue to play on air. First, I'm going to launch the program by going into the Start menu.
SamVibe. Leaving menus. Please wait while the application opens. SamVibe. Please wait while the application opens. SamVibe. Password. Password edit.
And it has username and password, which I'm entering. It has my username, but I'm entering my password.
Remember me button.
I don't have it set to remember me.
I forgot my sign in details button.
There you go. You can say you forgot and have it emailed to you.
Sign in button.
And sign in.
SamVibe. Loading application.
And it will think.
Search. Edit.
It takes you directly to the search tab. As we pointed out before, this is like a big dialog box, and there are multiple tabs. You can go through this simply by pressing the tab key. Tab keys and arrow keys to go between the tabs of this multi-page dialog. There is no menu, so if you hit the menu bar...
Search button.
Hang on. You get nothing.
Queue tab.
Yeah, you get nothing. Sometimes it will say system, as if it's pulling up, you know, the regular Windows system menu, but most of the time it just says nothing. It puts you in the search edit box immediately, so you can search your library. And I hit tab and search button. Now I hit tab again, and I'm on the multi-tabs of the dialog. It is automatically on the queue tab.
Loop queue button checked. Queue tab.
But I'm going to do Control Tab and go through the various tabs here. We've got Queue.
History tab.
History.
Playlist tab. Search tab. Schedule tab. Health tab. Queue tab.
And we're back to Queue. What if I want to jump to these different tabs without hitting the Control Tab? Sometimes if you hit the Tab or Control Tab, the results are unpredictable. It doesn't do anything. It just sits there. And you have to hit it again in order for it to go to the next control. The makers of the product are aware of this issue and are attempting to fix it. So it's quite possible that by the time you purchase the product, you'll no longer have this problem. So if I wanted to go to the different tabs, there are shortcut keys to do that. To Queue, it is Alt-Q. And it didn't do anything because it's already there. To get to history, it is Alt-H.
History tab.
There you go. To get to library, it is Alt-L.
Library tab.
Schedule is Alt-S.
Schedule tab.
Health is Alt-A.
Health tab.
Search is Alt F3.
Search tab.
If I want to sign out, then I would, of course, have to sign back in. It is Alt X. And if I want to exit the program, it is Alt F4. Before we get to streaming the music, though, we first have to add it to the SamVibe library. And this means importing it into the cloud storage that you have purchased for SamVibe. First, I want to go to the Library tab with Alt L.
Library tab.
And if I just keep pressing the tab key, what do I get?
All media import files button.
I can import files.
Preview all media.
I get to an all media tree view.
Media types closed.
If I press down arrow, I can get to media types. And you can group items in your library by media type if you want. Currently, this is closed.
Media
I'm going
open.
To open that with right arrow and see what kind of media types I have.
Preview media types open. Music bus.
Music.
Sound effect SFX. Preview media types open. Sound effect SFX.
Sound effect.
Jingle Jin. Preview media
Jingle.
Types open. Jingle Jin. Promo Pro. Preview media
Promo.
Types open. Station ID SID. Preview.
Station
News
ID.
News NWS. Preview. Commercial com. Preview. Interview in. Preview. Recently added. Closed.
And you've got a recently added. This is me keeping on pressing the down arrow.
Preview. Duration ranges closed.
Duration ranges.
Group filters closed.
Filters.
Group filters by artist A to Z.
You can filter by artist.
By title A to Z. Preview.
By title.
By album A to Z. Preview. By artist. Preview. Group filters
or
closed.
Or album.
Preview. Duration ranges closed.
Duration ranges.
Duration ranges open.
You can group your items
15 seconds
as we
or less.
Saw. 15 seconds or less.
1530 seconds. 3060 seconds. 2 3 minutes. 3 4 minutes. 4 5 minutes. 5 7 minutes. 7 1 0 minutes. 1 0 1 5 3 3 0.
And it keeps going.
Preview recently added closed.
And recently added. I was going from the bottom up
recently
there.
Added
sorry
one
about
day.
That. And you can filter them by how long ago they were added.
7 days. 30 days. 90 days. 180 days. Duration.
Etc.
30 days. Preview, commercial, media types, open media.
I close all that.
Preview, all media.
And I've just got it on all media at the moment.
All media, table, library item.
And this is where you get into this kind of crazy table thing. If you keep hitting the tab key, you will hear library item. If you hit it again.
Ready.
You will hear its status. This means whether it has been uploaded to the cloud or not.
Bridge over troubled water.
This is the first item in the library. You hear the song title.
Simon and Garfunkel.
The artist.
450.1.
The duration.
Billboard Top 100 of 1970.
Where it's coming from.
Press tab for selections.
The compilation, in other words, or the album you've got it from.
Edit button.
And you can edit the track information.
Selected tracks. Selected tracks list box.
I hit enter, and it gives me, I can select the tracks I want to perform the editing actions on.
Selected tracks list box. Simon and Garfunkel Bridge of Basic Info tab.
You can, if you hit the tab key, you can edit the basic info.
Title edit, bridge over, basic info tab. Title edit, bridge over, troubled water, artist edit, album edit, composer edit, track edit, one, ear edit, 90, BPM edit, zero, duration read only edit, media type combo box, music, priority left right slider, 59%, website edit, by link edit, genres read only edit, edit genres button,
and
mood
it keeps
read only
going.
Edit moods button, save
and
button.
And you can save it.
Basic info tab, edit moods button, library item.
And then you're back again to the library item thing, and it keeps looping
Ready.
You around. So it gets confusing without using the shortcut keys. To import a track, you simply do Control plus O.
Open dialog, file name, edit combo, zero
And
items.
It brings up the standard Windows open dialog box.
Name, folder, view, list, view, not selected, weblog, post, 12, slash.
And
weblog.
I'm going to try
weblog,
and find some stuff
tool,
to
tool
import.
Bar, look at cancel, but open,
Hang
button, five,
on
five,
just
name,
a
folder,
second.
View, list, view, weblog, land.
Hitting the backspace Aaron, key
library.
Will take you up your
network
directory structure. I am currently going to look for some stuff to import from my storing
Re-adager,
where
adult.
My music is stored. And since my music is stored on an external storage device, it has to wait to wake up. Wake up.
Folder view list.
There we go.
Media. Music.
Music. Still waking up. And this happens regardless of whether I'm in SamVibe or
folder view list.
Any other kind of Windows.
Toolbar recent folder. Blues and reggae nights.
Explorer. Okay, so I have my music organized into genres and things. Let's be fun. Let's go into
folder
the blues and reggae. What have we got?
D9/20.
And I have it.
H9/K9M9/26.
Artist name.
S9/T9/26. Folder view list view. Not selected. George Thorogood 9/26/2012/12:52 p.m. File folder. 1. George Thorogood. Peter Tosh 9/26. Folder view list.
Peter Tosh.
1988. The toughest album. 9/8/2012. 9/12 p.m. File folder. 1988. The toughest album.
9/8/20. I'm going to import a couple of songs from there.
02 Magadog. 01 Hootenanny Hoot.mp3.
How do I do that? I'm going to select the first few songs.
02-maga.mp3.
Shift down arrow.
03-amend.mp3. Selected. Name editor box. File name. Edit combo. 01-hoot-nanny-hoot. Files of type. Combo
and
box.
And they're
all
selected. And I'm going to press open.
File name. Edit combo. 01-hoot-nanny-hoot.mp3. 02-maga.mp3. Open. Sam Vibe. Library tab. All media. Table. Library item. Ready. Library item. Ready. Bridge over troubled water. Ready. 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 Bottom. Ready. Selected. Title. Amen. Not ready.
All right. I got to the bottom of my library list because, of course, I've imported stuff and it's already ready. Ha ha. But I want to go to the bottom of the list to because it's grouping the items by, you know, the most recent are at the bottom. And so I went to the bottom to check the status of what's already being uploaded with control end, excuse me. And when I did that, I hit the last thing I chose to have it upload, which is the amen. And it says library item. If I press tab, it says not ready.
Title amen.
Then it gives you the title.
Artist Peter Tosh. Length 236.6.
And it uploads the track information.
Album, the toughest album. Press tab for selections. Album, length, art, title, amen. Not ready. Not ready. Not ready. It's only make-believe. Ready.
Oh, in that short amount of time, that first song, It's Only Make-Believe, is ready. That means it's been uploaded to the cloud. It's doing this in the background, and the little download symbol is just clicking away, and the progress indicators that you get with speech are the ready and not ready.
Not ready.
The second one is still not ready yet.
Hoot nanny hoot.
That's still not ready yet.
Not ready.
And once these are imported into the cloud, then of course you can edit the basic information and the file type and all of that as needed. I'd also like to point out that not only can you import individual files into your library, but also with another keyboard shortcut, Control D, you can import an entire directory of files into your library. When you're doing this, you need to keep in mind the size of your import because you don't want it to go over the amount of storage space you have allotted. And it will take some time for things to import, so it's best only to do it, you know, a few songs at a time initially. Now I'm going to talk about creating a playlist. A playlist is simply a way to group items together that you want played. So say, for instance, you have an idea for some music that you would like to have play in a specific order. You can take these items and put them into a playlist. This is very handy. I mean, you know, you can simply put these items into your queue and have them stream, you know, to your station. But what if you want to keep this list of items around? So say, for instance, you want to use it again at a later time. You can put items you want into a playlist, which is essentially a small file of path names to different songs and tracks in your library so that SamVibe will know immediately that if I load the playlist named New Playlist, I want it to play these three songs. And it will keep them together in a group for me in case I want to come back to the same three songs and play them again. The Playlist tab, Alt-P,
playlist tab.
Will give you a list of the playlists you've got.
Import files button. Tree view. New playlist.
It takes you to a tree view. The program comes with some playlists already created. At least they are named and put in there.
Example playlist. Scratchpad.
Those are already there. You can add and remove items from these playlists. You can rename the playlist. So let's say I want to rename new playlist to something else.
Edit new playlist.
F2 brings up an edit box where I can type in a new name.
N-E space.
And I am going to just type it, name it demo playlist.
Sam Vibe.
Wow, I am really original.
Playlist tab, store. On air status button. Back button.
Whoops.
Playlist tab, store. New playlist button. Storage 0.51 GB of 5.0 GB. Back button.
Occasionally, when you go through this Sam Vibe with the tab key, you get unpredictable results.
Help button.
This is
sign out button.
One thing
search,
that I have
button.
Noticed.
Playlist tab. Import files button. Tree view. Demo playlist.
All right. So I have gotten back to the tree view with the playlist names, and I am now back on demo playlist. What if I keep hitting the tab key?
Table playlist item.
It shows you the items in the playlist.
Ready. Bridge over troubled water.
I put items in it a long time ago, and they're there.
American Woman. No Sugar Tonight. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. War.
I put 5 songs in it. This was a while ago. I can reorder the songs if I want. I just put them in a specific order. I can tell, reorder them up and down myself. I can tell the program to shuffle them around into a different order of its own choosing. If I don't want them, of course, I can delete them.
American woman, no sugar tonight.
And the way I do that is by simply hitting the delete key. Not only can I move the items up and down with various shortcut keys, but you can also click on the buttons if you're using a mouse to move them up and down and make them first or last.
Remove button. Preview. Demo playlist.
If I just simply want to delete this whole playlist and start over, I can do that.
Delete category dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the demo playlist category? No button.
By simply hitting the delete key. I am going to say, yes, I would like to delete it.
Yes button. Sam Vibe. Playlist tab. Preview. Demo playlist. Preview.
I can create a new playlist now. By pressing new playlist button, if you tab from the new playlist button, you get the amount of storage you have currently used in the cloud. That's very handy.
Preview, new playlist, edit, new playlist.
And when I click new playlist, it will give me the opportunity to name it, put me in an edit field. I will call it demo playlist.
New playlist button.
Because I'm so original.
Preview,
and
new playlist, edit,
click
new
the new playlist button again.
New playlist, button. Preview, scratch button. Example demo playlist.
There we go. And there it is. Now, I am going to next show you how to add songs to a playlist. And to do this, I am going to go into the library.
Library tab.
Alt L.
All media. Add to queue button. Import files button. Remove from light preview. Table library item. Ready. Psychedelic Shack.
All right. I've got these songs just sort of added in here. And for fun, I am going to choose a group of songs. You can choose either individual songs or groups at a time to add to playlists. You can go up and down lists with the Windows keyboard shortcuts and highlight selected songs to choose. I'm just going to simply do shift down arrow and select a few songs.
Without love, there is nothing. Select. Are you ready? Selected. Woodstock. Selected.
I've just selected a few songs here. And in order to add them to a playlist, I'm going to type Alt-C.
Select a playlist to add to list box. Scratch button.
And it will wait a few seconds, and then it will say, select a playlist to add to, and you can easily add and remove items that way. It has brought up the choices of playlists I have.
Example playlist. Demo playlist.
And I've got it to go to the demo playlist.
Save button.
I'm going to save.
Library tab. All media. Table. Library item. Woodstock.
And it takes me back to the library. Okay, I'm going to go to the playlist and see about
playlist
this
tab.
Demo playlist, if it's got the songs in it that I want.
Preview. Demo playlist.
There we go. It takes me to the demo playlist.
Table. Playlist item. Ready.
And it gives it a second, and it will add files. It will tell you if they are ready
Psychedelic
or chat. Not.
Without love, there is nothing. Are you ready?
And they're there.
Ready. Playlist item.
And they're
press
added.
Tab for selection.
All
edit button.
Three of them are there. I can edit the edit the playlist. I can add new files to the playlist.
Press tab for selections.
But I'm just
edit
going
button.
To keep it the way it is
context,
for right now.
Leaving menus. Playlist tab. Table. Playlist item. Press tab for context menu. Edit track information.
When I'm on an individual track, I can bring up a context menu with the key to the right of the Alt key.
Add the submenu. Cue bottom. Cue top. Playlist.
With some options.
Add the submenu. Move submenu. Up. Down. First. Last. Up. Move submenu.
And I find this easier than trying to remember the various Control Shift Alt keystrokes for the shortcut keys sometimes.
Import submenu. Files. Directory. Playlist file. Files. Import submenu. Remove submenu. Remove selected items. Remove unselected items. Clear playlist. Remove duplicate. Remove submenu. Export as playlist file. Shuffle. Edit track information. Add the submenu.
There you go. And you're back at the top of the context menu.
Leaving menus. Playlist tab. Tape.
So that is a very brief demonstration of how to create a playlist. One of the final things I'd like to do before we start the actual broadcast is to show you how to get items into your queue so that you can begin the process of streaming music on the air. And now I am going to go to the queue tab, with Alt-Q.
Loop queue button checked.
The loop button is checked.
Back button. On-air status button.
On-air status is not checked, but we will check it eventually.
Help button. Sign out button. Search. Edit.
You can always search for songs to add to your queue. Currently, there is nothing in my queue. So how do I get things into it? Well, I could go into the library and simply add a song to my queue. Control-Enter will add it to the top. Simply pressing Enter on the song will add it to the bottom. But I want to add a playlist to my queue, so I'm going back to Playlist.
Move up button. 3 view demo playlist.
So how do I add the entire playlist to the queue? The best way I know of to do it is to find the title of the playlist and
context menu, create new playlist.
Open that context menu.
Rename playlist. Delete playlist. Add playlist to submenu. Queue bottom. Queue top. Another playlist.
You can add it to another playlist if you want, even.
Queue bottom.
Let's add it to the bottom of the queue.
Leaving menus. Playlist tab. Preview. Demo playlist.
Now let's see if the whole playlist got added.
Queue tab. Move up button. Move down button. Make first button. Make last button. Remove button. Table item selected. Ready. 10/2/2012/1:25:16 p.m. Without love there is nothing. Psychedelic Shack. Without
there
love
are.
There is nothing. Are you ready? Woodstock. Without love there is nothing. Psychedelic Shack.
There we go. I've got the four songs that I want now. I can move them up and down with shortcut keys and shuffle the order. But let's say I want to leave them the way they are.
Temptations. 352 points. Tempt. Psychedelic Shack. Ready.
Let's go
item
back
select.
And find
button. Make last button. Make first
the
button.
On-air
button.
Move status button.
Queue tab. Search. Search button. Edit. Demo. Sign out. Help button. On-air status button.
Yeah. It is not checked. Let's make sure that the queue is looped.
Back button. Queue tab. Loop queue button checked.
There. That's checked.
Back button. On-air status button.
Now let's check the on-air status button.
Checked.
This should start our station playing in the cloud. How do you know it's playing, you ask? Well, if the on-air status button is checked, once it's set up, you will
Sam Vibe.
A button come up that says play.
Playing, are you ready by Pacific Beta Eclectic Radio? Play button.
Then that's after you tab a couple times from the on-air status button. And then if you tab again,
playing, are you ready by Pacific Gas and Electric? Skip button.
It will tell you what it's playing, and you can tell it to skip or not, you know, or go to the next song.
Beta Eclectic Radio, play button.
This play button means that you can bring up the Sam Vibe player. And it will play right now.
Windows Internet Explorer feeds preview Yahoo accessibility.
Not beyond loan, someone's coming to take you home.
Sam Vibe visited link. A second search using the meta page. Sam Vibe visited link. Toolbar close the favorite center button.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
The player itself is not very accessible with JAWS, whatever Flash player they're using. At least not with the version of JAWS I have. It may, however, work with other screen readers. I have not tested it. Well, what's going to happen if I just decide to exit the software and shut down my computer? If I exit the software without signing out, we saw that sign out button just a few minutes ago. If I exit the software without signing out and without unchecking the on-air status button, it will still play. It will just tootle right along for days and days and days at a time. I mean, if you've got your queue looped, it will just continue and continue and continue. If you've got play blocks scheduled, it will operate on the schedule that you set. Like I'm saying, I'm not going to demonstrate how to set up a schedule at this time. And once that's done, if you've, you know, signed out, if you have not signed out, once the on-air status button, if it's still checked, it will just continue to play. However, if I uncheck the on-air status button, it will stop. If the software crashes, it still continues as long as, you know, you've not signed out or you've not unchecked the on-air status button. The cloud stream is very stable. There is one other thing that I would like to demonstrate, and this is simply what the other tabs look like. We've currently looked at queue, playlist, and library in some great detail, but there are some others that we have not checked into. So let's go to the History tab with Alt-H.
Search button. Edit. Demo playlist. Search. History tab.
So if I hit tab.
Table. Item selected.
And it takes me into a table of items that have been played ever since I started messing with the software. So I can go up and down the list and see what's been playing. The Schedule tab. Alt-S.
Schedule tab. Add play block button.
You can add a play block.
Edit play block button.
You can edit play blocks you've added.
Remove play block button.
You can remove them.
Active play block combo box default.
And as I said, I'm not really going to demonstrate what they're like and what goes into creating one. And the other tab I would like to look at quickly is the Health tab.
Health tab.
With Alt A.
Open log button.
You can open the log to get a detailed view of all the messages and all the actions you have performed, such as starting the player, stopping the player, any error messages that have popped up, any views of updates that have been downloaded. That is all in the Health tab. And if you continue hitting the tab key, you'll get to each individual entry. And if you hit enter, you can pull it up and read it. So those are very brief discussions of what those three tabs do. And of course, the search tab.
Search tab.
Alt F3 takes you to search because you can't have S and S for search and schedule. You can search for songs in your library and it will tell you where they're located and you can perform various actions like adding them to your queue with Enter or adding them to a playlist that you have created with Alt-C. So in a nutshell, that is SamVibe using a screen reader. As I said before, I have not gone into detail on everything, and I have not listed all the shortcut keys that are available.
Since we have looked at the SamVibe product from a totally blind and visually impaired aspect, we probably should start looking at the price of creating your own automated station solution. Spatial Audio has numerous pricing plans for SamVibe. If you are a current Sam Broadcaster owner, you will get a free SamVibe account, which will give you 1 gigabyte of storage and a total of 10 concurrent listeners. If you are not a broadcaster owner, you will be able to get 500 megabytes of storage and 2 concurrent listeners, which will be perfect for figuring out if SamVibe is the product for you. Spatial also has regular pricing plans that are based on storage. You will be able to sign up for a 5 gigabyte, 10 gigabyte, 25 gigabyte, or 100 gigabyte plan. The prices will start as low as $20. You will be able to get a free 2 months if you sign up for 1 year. Spatial Audio, for a limited time, is going to offer a special pricing plan until December 31st, 2012. The plans, instead of starting at $20, will start at $15, and the highest end price, which is the 100 gigabyte plan, will only cost $75. So if you are interested in starting your station, be sure to head over to samvibe.com for more details and try to get in on this special offer before December 31st, 2012.
Each of these plans come with 10 listening slots. You can add additional listening slots for extra cost. All streams are 64 kilobits per second. There are currently no higher bit rates available. Also, you can only stream using a Spatial Audio servers. However, there are plans to make this product compatible with any Shoutcast streaming server.
So we have sat here and we have talked about SamVibe by Spatial.com, Spatial Audio, and I guess we probably should give our overall opinions of the software package, and I think we're very favorable. I will say that we are being commissioned for doing this demonstration, and we were approached in that regards, but we have been using the product for almost a month now, and I think we can give it a very favorable review.
I was very impressed by the fact that all of the functionality can be accessed through very simple keyboard shortcuts. I did not have to train my screen reader to do anything new and radical in order to learn how to use this program. Additionally, a lot of these shortcuts were based on traditional Windows keystrokes. The makers of the product have also gone out of their way to make sure that the shortcuts themselves do not conflict with other screen readers. They primarily targeted JAWS for Windows for this, but I do know that none of the keystrokes seem to conflict with System Access or NVDA. I also have experience with those screen readers. There is one drawback to this software, and this is only a personal preference. This software is geared solely towards the automated broadcaster. At this point, you are unable to insert live voice breaks into your broadcast. However, Spatial is planning to introduce a very nice feature where you can record voice breaks and insert them into your shows so that listeners can feel like they're listening to a live program. This software is a totally automated broadcasting solution. That being said, it is very wonderful, very simple, very streamlined, and the stream is very stable.
Yeah, it takes no time to set up, and as far as having people listen, there are multiple ways to do that. You can have a link that you can give people to use in their Winamp or iTunes, and other people can go and use their Flash players that they give you the code for and all the short codes and things so that you can load it into your blog or website. So they've really taken Sam Broadcaster and sort of brought it down a level, I guess you would say, so that the novice broadcaster can get sort of involved with creating their own little radio station.
We'd like to thank Spatial Audio for allowing us to produce this democast. It has been very enjoyable to do. If you'd like to hear more of our work, you can go to techaccessweekly.com for our podcast and democast feeds.
And if you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow our Tech Access Weekly Twitter account at TA_weekly. I am Rodney Edgar on Twitter, which is RodneyEdgar.
And I am Erin Edgar, ErinEdgar.
And please feel free to contact us with questions or comments based on this demonstration, because we would greatly appreciate hearing from you. And thank you to Spatial Audio for allowing us to learn about this wonderful software. And please remember, there will be a 14-day trial that you can get involved with, plus special pricing until December 31st, 2012. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW, 227-5829.